Hi, you're listening to the Creative Vibe Podcast. This is the podcast where we help you get to your full creative potential. I'm your host, Masha Tisa. Thank you so much for listening. I just want to give feedback before we move on. Thank you so much for the continuous feedback I keep getting on my recording on clarity. People have actually agreed on the fact that sometimes when you get to a moment of clarity, there's always something that will always come up to test your resolve. Gotten feedback from another friend of mine who told me that every time she makes a decision to work on her creative pursuits, something always comes up and she doesn't necessarily always achieve what it is she wanted to achieve. And I think what I'm learning is, in as much as things will always come up because this is life, it's upon us to understand why it is we were clear about a particular thing and set up, even if it's extra time, to make sure we achieve it. Because the thing about time is things will always come up. So it's upon us to put up the extra time. So I'm really happy that all of us are able to, you know, find something from it. So this is my encouragement to you who's probably listening for the first time. Welcome. And also go listen to that. And there are also so many other recordings from different people and also myself you can go listen to. Maybe, hopefully, you can be encouraged by one or two. Today is just a continuation of whatever it is we were discussing. The title is, I'm just thinking about the title, you know, as we continue, I'm going to get it. I want to give a backstory and I just want to remind you of a recording we did with Lillian. And she was talking about something on marketing and how sometimes marketing can really discourage you as an entrepreneur and make it really hard for you to even move forward. It can really, in a way, discourage you in the sense like, you have a really good product, your heart is in the right place, you know, you've done your really best. Maybe you even have let's assume like for me in this case, maybe I have a good podcast. I put in the work, I do a lot of research. And then after you've already done the marketing, you find you just have two plays or one play, that's just an assumption. Or you have this product after you've maybe this amazing course you've sent out and it's even free of some sort and it's a really good product, you've done your research and everything. And you only find one person, and the one person probably is your relative just playing. And you know, sometimes when you hear these things, it really ends up discouraging you in a way, because you're like, you mean people don't see the good things I'm trying to do over here? Or maybe I don't have a good enough product, or I'm not probably the best, or people don't like me. Just so many things, so many assumptions that always come. Especially when you're just starting out in your business, or when you're new, or when people still don't know you yet and you have a really, really, really good product. Another thing I've realized, especially in this event social media world, you know those pages that have gossip? Oh, they're always the most filled. But sometimes these people who do like really good enriching content, content that can take you to the next level, sometimes you find they don't necessarily have a lot of views that you will expect. And I think that's really common. You know, our theme for this season 3 is the art of running. And it means that when you're running with a vision, sometimes what are some of the things you're learning? How do you run with a vision? Because there's so many things that come along the way, even in your journey as you try to achieve this vision. And so I'm just sharing from my experience and from the things I'm learning, from the things I'm learning from other people as well. And that's when you started with recordings from different people. And now I'm doing my own solo chats. I've also been in places where I'm trying to do something and I don't feel like I'm the person for the job. I just feel doubt. I fear. I just feel discouraged, or sometimes I'm kind of depressed and I just don't end up doing the job. I feel like I'm not the person for the job, and it always happens a lot of the times. I've shared my experiences with procrastination. Like, I have this probably project or something and I procrastinate to the last minute. It just eats me up. I don't understand why it is that I always procrastinate. And so I shared my experiences on the procrastination recording. And I also shared my experience with self-doubt and so many other things. And I continue to share, even from other people and the things they're really struggling with. And so these are just different kinds of feelings that come along the way as you run with the vision. Because it is very scary and you're trying to do something and you don't know of it. And you're just going to waters that you're not so sure of. So that becomes a topic of today's discussion. And so I'm going to start off with a story. It's a story from the book of Matthew chapter 14, still again from the Bible. Backstory is King Herod Antipas had beheaded John the Baptist. And Jesus had heard of the news of John the Baptist's death, and he was feeling so bad. So he withdrew to a different place so that they just don't arrest him before his time came up. And then when he went to a different place, the crowds followed him. So the crowds followed him up. And then when it came to the evening, disciples were like, "Why, Jesus, why won't you just send these people away?" Jesus was like, "No, don't send them away. Give them something to eat." But the disciples were like, "But Jesus, you only have 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. So Jesus said, "That's what you're going to use." So he used the 2 fish and the 5 loaves of bread, multiplied it, and fed the 5,000 people. When he fed the 5,000 people, so they ate until we had like 12 baskets remaining. And we also had 12 baskets full remaining of a miracle. So, and totaled are like 5,000 people who were fed. And that was just men. So if you count women and children, there are probably a lot more than that. And still there was a lot of food that was left, 12 basketfuls. Anyway, and then Jesus asked the disciples to go ahead on the boat, and then he withdrew to go and pray. So when he went to pray, when it was around dawn, let me just read now from verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get in the boat, go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And then after he had dismissed them, he went to a mountainside to pray. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. So shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. So when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were so terrified. "It's like a ghost," they said. And then they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, so do not be afraid." And then Peter, favorite character, because that was what we had like last week again. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. So Peter walked on water anyway. And then when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." And then immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. And then he said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." So this is our story of discussion today. And to take note of different things. One, we have disciples on the boat who were scared. Initially, they thought he was a ghost. We have this person, this disciple called Peter, who decided to take the risk and walk on water. And actually, he did walk on water. And then we have a storm that is really terrifying. And you know how storms are like, I don't think I'll even think of walking in a storm. It's just so hard. I don't think if I was a disciple at this point, probably I'll be those disciples who are in the boat. Anyway, I don't know. So there's this Peter, and then there's Jesus who's walking on water. And like eventually now Jesus was telling them, "Why did you doubt?" And then they sat down and say, "Hey, truly, you're the Son of God." So I want you to picture yourself. So say the theme is the art of running. Now, walking on water was probably, Jesus was the first person to walk on water. I don't think they'd seen anybody walk on water before. And I still haven't known of anybody who's walked on water before. So I only know Jesus, which is another miracle that Jesus performed. So you're walking on water, something that is completely impossible, or not impossible, something that hasn't been done before. And here we have Peter who's just trying to, "Can I just come and walk on water as well?" Peter started walking on water. Now, this is you as a person who's running with a vision. Sometimes it feels like you are taking a step, or it's like you're walking on water. You're like this Peter, and you're going to places you have no idea of. You know, sometimes people have it figured out, but sometimes there's some things you're trying to build. You have no idea how it's going to turn out. You're just risking things here and there. So you're just walking on water. And the thing is, as long as Peter always looked on Jesus, he was walking. He always made a step ahead. But then when he looked at the storm, he started sinking. So the title of today would be, "Don't trust your feelings." You see, now feelings are things that are in the storm. Feelings of doubt, feelings of insecurity, feelings you're not enough, feeling that you are not the person for the job, you are ill-trained, you are ill-equipped, you are short, you're tall, whatever it is, that is the voices that just come to you and tell you you're not the person for the job. Even the discouragement you probably get from people when you're trying to do this impossible thing and achieve this impossible thing. It's possible, but you're trying to do something impossible, probably because you're the first person, or you don't know who to look for, you don't know where to look at, you're just there. Now, don't trust your feelings, because the thing is, it was stormy, and he still walked on water during the storm, and he only started thinking when he looked at the things in the storm. So it means when you're running with this vision, you will fear, You will doubt. You will be discouraged. All those feelings will just turn in your head. You will be depressed at some point. But if you put our focus on that, we are going to lose out on it. But if we choose to put our focus on the goal, on the vision, that's why we were talking about clarity initially. What exactly is the vision? Are you clear about it? Are you clear about your intent? Are you clear about what it is you want? So if you focus on the vision, you will understand that these things are just part of a storm. Of course, the storm is there. You know, the storm will always be there. So you need to learn to do things afraid. You need to learn to do things afraid. Understand that today in the morning, you'll wake up and feel like not going to the office. You'll feel like watching, doing Netflix and chill. But you don't have to trust those feelings. You have to keep on moving ahead. It's a point of us as people who have this vision to master the art of understanding how the storm manifests in our lives. For me, it's doubt, fear, there's procrastination, doubt, fear, mostly procrastination. Sometimes I get into just some mild depression and just so many things. I feel like I'm not the person for the job. I self-sabotage, I destroy things. I'm like, hey, I'm not the person, don't choose me, leave me alone. And so when I'm aware of those things, I know I'm actually on a storm. I'm walking on water. That's how you know that you're walking on water, literally. And so because I'm trying to do these impossible things, I know these are just things in the storm. So I will feel it, but I won't trust it. I will move. I'll feel the doubt, but I won't trust it. I'll still keep on moving. As long as my focus is on the goal, my focus is on Jesus in this point, I'm like, I'll always make a step forward as long as I'm always focused and I'm always doing something to make sure I continue achieving it. So doubt, fear, or whatever, I'm just going to do it afraid. Yes, you've told me to go probably do this talk, and I'm supposed to go speak in a multitude of people. I'm not the kind of person who I prefer probably speaking in a podcast. That's why, you know, nobody is seeing me. All you can do is just hear my voice. Here you are telling me to go speak in front of people. Hey, I'll still doubt myself. You're like, Masha, who are you? You don't have the content. You are useless. All those things, I'll feel them. But if I have to be like Peter, I have to do those things afraid. I'll still tell them, yes, I'm coming to speak at your place. Try to prepare and do the best I can to make sure I deliver. Even if I deliver and I don't do, like, it's not like the best talk ever. The point is, I still made a step. I'm still moving a step forward. At least by virtue of me doing something wrong, I know what I can do to improve to do it right, which is a lot much better than if I just sat on the boat like these other disciples. You know, what? One thing that is very funny is this walking on water was not the first miracle Jesus had performed, by the way. Like, the first miracle he did was turning water into wine, and disciples were also there. And even just a few minutes before he started walking, he had just fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. That's what I was giving you this backstory. I mean, disciples couldn't even imagine, like, this person who has fed 5,000 people, and those are just men only counted, meaning there were a lot more because women weren't counted and children. So there were a lot more, and they were all full until they had 12 basketfuls remaining. So if they thought of the past miracles, they would, like, if he'd fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and something remained, how about walking on water? That is something that is completely possible. But what happened, as actual people, we always keep on doubting. So you, as a person with this vision, yes, you don't feel like you're enough, which is okay, because you're in a storm. You definitely have to feel like you're doubting. But you're the same person who won this award the other day. You are recognized by people for doing this particular thing. You have been certified, like, you have had some past successes. But in some way, for you to achieve this one, you feel like you're not the person to do the job. It just means it's just something that always comes up, and we just can't trust our feelings. Because if disciples would be like, oh yeah, by the way, if you fed 5,000 people, why walking on water peke? Well, walking on water is not something that should be something that is really hard for Jesus. So even you as a person, you're probably not, this is not the first time you've done it. You did your first recording, probably, Masha. People liked it. People have told you you're good. People have told you you're okay. You're doing things a good way. So why can't I just rely on what people have told me before? Like, I've had past successes. If I look at them, I'm like, okay, if I was able to work on this project and I finished it and people loved it, how about this other one? So if I look at some of those things, it gives me actually faith to take a step forward. But sometimes you find what these things of doubt, fear, depression, all those nonsense that comes with the storm, is they make you feel like you're the first person to do it, or they make you feel like you've never done this thing before, or you're not enough to do this thing. Let me tell you, person who's listening, you are enough. Let's take count of the previous miracles we've done. In this case, let's always remember the things we've done before that are great. Celebrate them. And when you're here walking on water, when our focus is on the goal, when our focus is on Jesus, when our focus is on the goal, we will always remember those things and say, ah, if I was able to do this and I finished and I made it and I didn't die, that means I'm going to be taking a step forward. So in summary, I just want you to know, don't ever trust your feelings. Don't ever trust your feelings. If there's anything you get from this recording, never, ever trust your feelings. Yeah, they're there, but don't trust them. Just like know they're part of the process of you achieving this vision, but you will never achieve your vision if you constantly keep looking at the feelings and trusting them, because just like Peter, you're going to keep on sinking and sinking and sinking, but there's hope again because you can still sink and rise back again. But as long as your focus is in the right place and you understand the feelings will be there, you'll still be having a storm. Eventually, you're going to move a step forward. So that's it for today's recording. I'm hoping to get feedback from you. What do you think about this? What do you agree with? Even what do you disagree with? You can send me an email. You can DM me on Instagram. You can do so much. I really like to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for being amazing people. I know we are getting this thing. Like, we're going to achieve this thing. You're going to walk on water. We're going to do the impossible. We are going to do them afraid. We're just going to do things like we feel we're not equipped for, because at the end of the day, we do not trust our feelings. Have a good day. Till next time.